All right, this is the No Core Podcast, and I have a special guest expert with me today.
Hey.
This is Poingly. He's a one-man band, a solo artist, and he's going to try to help me do a little roundup of the modern crop of solo laptop rockers or something like that.
Try is a very good point about this.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, this won't be comprehensive, but since this is something that I feel there's a scene happening, and I feel that Poingly knows about it a lot better than me, he's gonna help us with what we're gonna do here.
Right.
So what do we hear first?
I think we're gonna start with some Dan Deacon.
Okay.
The cover. This is off his Porky Pig EP. Just the big stuff.
Okay.
So let's get started.
Yeah, just hit it.
Talk about safe heart. I am the proud prince of predetermined choir all the time, oh, why should we mind? You're here all the time, oh, why should we mind? You always play here, you always play right.
So the first thing we heard in that block was Dan Deacon with Mr. Big Stuff, and then what were the next couple of tracks?
The next was The Show is the Rainbow. That was a song called Safe Art, and we just heard the YMD, or the Yamo's Death, with a song called Fuck Shit Up, or as my iPod calls it for some reason, Dipping My Dagger in Ink.
Okay, that's a pretty good title, too.
I'm not sure why when I put the CD in, it calls it one thing, like if it was anything that can read the CD, versus my iPod calling it something completely different when I stick it to my computer.
So I want to get your thoughts and your opinions on what we're hearing. Do you think that like laptop music is the new punk rock?
I think it's an evolution of punk rock. I was talking to you this weekend about Iggy Pop.
I don't think so, but feel free to tell your story again.
I was talking to someone, maybe it was down in Philly, where Iggy Pop once said something like, if we were making punk rock in the 70s, we'd all use drum machines, because it's a bitch to carry drums around New York City.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, I've thought about this. You know, there was a time when computer music required more money than punk rock instruments, and but you know, a $300 used laptop now is less than you can put together a punk rock band's worth of instruments for.
And you don't have to spend $20 every time you want to take a cab.
That's true.
You can tour by Greyhound bus.
Yes, that's true. So it's perhaps a response to the economics of the modern day too.
I think punk rock is economic. Like, punk rock is all about, yeah, let's just like fuck shit up. Like, let's do it for cheap, let's do it for nothing, let's safety pin our pants together because we can't afford new pants.
The modern laptop people, or this new crop of people doing some kind of pre-recorded laptop music, seem to have kind of a different attitude than the first generation computer music kind of scene, it seems, where it's more about, like, put on a show.
Yeah, but I mean, like, look at the Talking Heads. I think that's a big part of punk rock and a big part of where the laptop. They Might Be Giants, also kind of like that, kind of like crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have computers, but they had like drum machines, they were doing different kind of stuff. Not quite in the punk rock vein, but still in the punk rock vein, still playing places like CBG.
Yeah, okay. That all makes sense to me.
That's one of us.
Yeah, so if... So you want to play the next track for us? Do you know what's queued up next?
I know what's queued up next on mine, but I think maybe we should try and pick something else.
All right.
I'm kind of curious what you got over there.
I can play something from my batch.
Your batch selection of three songs, it looks like.
Yeah. I may have a couple others. All right, here's something I'm going to play. This is by a guy. His project name is Yatagarasu. Although, actually, this is either from an album called Lobster Mage, or it's a side project called Lobster Mage. It's not completely clear to me, but he does a laptop/8-bit kind of thing, you know, and then, you know, jumps around and screams and sometimes plays the bass when he plays it live. But this track is called Prophecy.
You wanna hear something? and go crazy. Mix with a few just for the ladies. In the end, it all equates to making fresh beats that you can put on your mixtape. I'm dope, so you don't have to be. I'm not that attractive, so you don't have to see. If you can truly appreciate my rhymes, you can be deaf, dumb, or blind. Whatever, just as long as you find me clever, which I'm not, but hopefully I can trick you. Trick you, the great hip-hop swindle. 45 records, rocked up on a single. In the club or in your room or in the basement, my placement is making the beats boom. Fresh rhymes on expense like soap. Come on stage after me, you got no hope, cause you're getting shown up, shot or grown up. When it comes to rocking shows, you better fucking bone up. Read some books, I study the master. Rap disaster, hands up faster and higher than the Sears Tower. Captain Planet told me that I have the power. Well, Cap, if you insist, I'ma kick a dope rhyme that goes like this. My name is Juice Box and I come from the Quan. Look like Steve Orko, but rock like Stefan. Styles, I have many. My foes are like candy and my beats are good and plenty. So eat it up, it's on me. Total rap, yo, completely courtesy of a juicer, rapper and producer. If you have a lady, please don't abuse her lover. That's what I do, and the ladies will be back, cause I'm so cool.
Oh!
All right, we first heard something from Yatagarasu in that block, and then something from Juicebox, who's this kid from Milwaukee who definitely seems like he's part of the whole, you know, I tour all the time, it's just me with a microphone entertaining you kind of scene.
Recently was on a tour with Narwhal.
Yeah, that's true.
But the last song up was Captain Ahab, which is fuck.
Okay, I hope that you're comprehensible with this really high-pitched voice.
You know what? I'm going to just say Rich as fuck again.
All right.
Rich as
so, you want to say something about... Who are Captain Ahab? You want to say something about them?
Captain Ahab are this Los Angeles band that is really into jump style.
Okay.
One guy with a laptop, and the other guy strips down to a speedo and dances.
Right.
So I think that's enough said.
Do you think that they're, for some reason, acting, for lack of a better word, slutty is an important part of this scene? Seems like a lot of these acts are boys acting slutty. Is there truth to that?
There is truth to that. I think that covers a lot of people on this show today.
Yeah.
But I also think part of it is that when you put in that much energy, when you just, like, start sweating, you just get naked.
Okay, true.
And the rest comes natural.
Okay. All right, that makes enough sense. All right, so up next, what have you got queued up for us now?
I think we got some Bark, 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 which is started out as one of the guys from the Meishi before he was in the Meishi, and then apparently now the rest of the guys from the Meishi have joined the band pretty much.
Okay, so it's the Meishi remixed kind of situation.
Right, with a laptop.
Right. All right, well, here's the track from Bark, Bark, Bark.
To hold you, hold you to our VR code.
All right, Poingly, you know what we played in that block, so why don't you tell us?
I'm going to go backwards. So you just heard Books on Tape. That was Brian Miller's remix of Bubblegum. Brian Miller from Foot Village, Jeff Baumark's band, fame, excuse me. Then before that was Hane Troop with Front My Hope. Hane Troop, worst name ever. Hane Troop is from XBXRX. And before that was Alan Astor with Fantastic Fantasy, and that was the Drop the Line remix. I'm fucking this all up, aren't I? And then we started that off with Bark, Bark, Bark with New Kids on the Block.
Okay. I can try to edit out the errors.
Just leave them in.
All right.
That much more charming.
Yeah, we'll keep it raw. Thanks for the sounds, too.
Of course.
All right. The next thing I'm going to play, I've queued up. This is a band that I was actually a part of briefly. Although this track's from before my time with it, but this group is called Lotus, and I think right when these guys were doing it, and then when I was in the band briefly, it was kind of novel to just play laptops and run around with lots of microphone cable. It was novel maybe for hundreds of people at the same time, but you know, at least we were a few months ahead of the explosion.
Well, on this note, I actually, before I use a laptop, I use tape.
Okay.
Like, whether
that be
four-track tapes or like cassette tapes or just CDs or whatever, you know, CDRs. And I think laptops just eventually became
the new cassette tape.
Well, not only that, I got one. It was affordable.
Right. You could get one.
Actually, I stole one. It's actually how I had my first laptop.
Well, that's pretty punk rock.
Stolen from a roommate. It wasn't explicitly given to me, but it wasn't explicitly not either.
All right, well, that's a little insight into the history of Poingly. All right, so this is Lotus. None of these tracks have names, but this was kind of the signature Lotus track.
I think this could be a signature laptop track.
Wow, that's...
We were listening to it earlier. If you need a representation of laptop rock, this could be it.
All right, that's a big compliment. Here we go. This is Lotus. We'll be right back. First in that set played Lotus, and then after that was Genghis Tron, who maybe aren't exactly in the solo laptop scene, but yeah, they're not solo for sure. They don't qualify in that regard.
That's in the numbers. Yeah. Look in the book.
Yeah, but at the same time, they kind of fit into that block because Lotus and the last thing I played, Scissor Shock, kind of come out of a scene. It even has a sub name. They call it E-Grind for laptop style grindcore bands.
Also, don't forget we had Girl Talk.
Yeah.
Who's arguably the biggest of the laptop.
Yeah, that's true. Not E-Grind.
No, not E-Grind.
Yeah, but something else. Would you call that mashup?
Maybe. I might do that. He used to be noisier, but not anymore. That was actually a rare track off the Circus of Steel compilation.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's...
Dropping some rarities.
Yeah.
On you all. Yeah, so in order, you had Lotus, and then you had Genghis Tron, kind of a more pro version of these bands, perhaps. And then Girl Talk, and then Scissor Shock was the last thing, a track called Naked Brunch. And he's a guy who was kind of e-grind and then evolved into more experimental music style, perhaps. So we're just about at the end. We're going to play something by you, Poingly.
Yeah.
Maybe I could try to get you to talk about a little bit about your project, Poingly.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I'll talk a little bit about this song, particularly.
All right. What's unique about this song?
Well, it's the only song that I have that uses circuit bending right now.
Okay.
And it also uses auto-tuner. It uses a freeware version of auto-tuner because I'm too cheap to afford actual auto-tuner.
Okay.
So the program called G-Snap.
All right, and you're using autotuner because you want to fit in with the pop music crowd these
Absolutely.
Days.
Absolutely, I want to sound as produced as Captain A.
All right,
and Genghis Tron.
Yeah.
So I don't think Genghis Tron.
No, I did hear someone describe Genghis Tron as THX metal.
Okay.
THX being that sound thing that comes up at the beginning of movies to show you how amazing their sound system is. And they do sound like that when you hear them live with all the stereo things flying around.
Have you seen their new lights, which are amazing?
I have not seen the new light show.
A synchronized light show.
You know, all they need now is to get their show in IMAX.
That'd be good.
And
that'd
then they'd be done. They'd really have reached their final goals, I believe. But anyway, but back to the Poingly show.
Back to me.
Yeah. So this is your circuit bending and auto-tuned track, and now
neither of which I can do live. Hence why having a laptop is very helpful.
Yeah, and recently I heard someone commenting on the difference between your recordings and the live show. Well, they said they heard the recordings, and they thought it might just be like a clean and neat dance pop act, but the show is kind of chaotic.
Right. Right. I think you have to put on, when you do a show, you have to put on a performance. You can't just rely on, these are good songs. Who cares? Anyone can write a good song. Musicianship is overrated. You have to be a performer when you perform.
Yeah.
In the work.
Would you say, especially when you have computers to aid you, it's easier to write a good song? Or write a pop-sounding song or something?
No.
No, okay.
I think it can be harder. Because pop songs for years and years and years were, I'm going to play the drums in 4/4 time, I'm going to have the bass player play a simple bass line based off the guitars, guitar chords, and I'm going to sound like the Beatles. And then everything progresses from that, and really electronic music puts them in a different direction. And it's kind of funny how now all the indie rock bands out there sound like the Beatles.
That's true. Yeah, there's definitely a bit of a throwback movement happening there. Cool. So I guess we'll close things up. Thanks to Poingly for helping me round up all these artists and wrap up the scene for you in a neat little package. I'm sure this is the definitive wrap up of the scene. Absolutely. And
I want to see another wrap just as definitive, a whole different set of things.
That's possibly true. So anyway, what's the name of the song?
This song is called Parts and or Labor. It actually is about the band Parts and Labor. I was talking to one of the guys, very grumpy and bitter, and one of his friends just goes, "You hate everything." He was drunk. He's like, "No, I don't. I love lots of things." I was like, "Fine, name 10 things that you love." And he just starts rambling off tons of things that he loves. So,
And there were more than 10.
He couldn't stop, and most of them were noise. Most of the things that he loved were noise.
Yeah, and as a trivia note, you are a roommate with a Parts and Labor member.
Not
as well.
The same Parts and Labor member, though.
Not the one you're talking
so
about.
So I'm going to leave all the names out of this.
Okay, yeah, that's specific enough. All right, here's Poingly with Parts and or Labor.